event. Sorry about the background noises. Man, I'm still in class. Anyways. Now before we begin, I have something to tell you. My last video was supposed to be my first two videos, but somehow I kind of got it mixed together. Like, somehow combined it. So, just so you know, it's two episodes. Anyway, hopefully this will work. The first villain is Vilgax. He is pretty much Ben's arch nemesis. I mean, he's really tough. Ben and Vilgax. Vilgax is a squid-faced alien. He is about as big as two grown men, and he is very powerful. He has laser eyes. Anyway, he's super strong. I think he has laser eyes and kind of has tentacles as arms, and I guess he can move his tentacles anywhere. I'm not really sure yet. But anyways, that's Vilgax. Next up is Hex. Hex is a very powerful wizard. Very evil. Even though he has a granddaughter. Yeah, he's an uncle to a villain named Charmcaster, but she kinda hates him. Actually, she does. Anyway, next up, let me see here, is Siphon. Siphon is kinda hard to explain. I mean, I don't know what power he's got. I didn't.
Just eat football.
Yeah. Oh my god. Jesse's casting arms against ball and 10
minutes. I'm
getting
away with a snow cone.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
sorry about this noise, I'm meaning my rocker. Anyways, Siphon is hard to explain. I mean, I know what he looks like, but it's hard to tell what he looks like, if you know what I mean. And also, he is, I don't know what his powers are. All I know is that he works for Vilgax, and that his name is Siphon. Anyways, next up, oh yeah, and Siphon works for Vilgax, if I didn't say that already. Next up is the Forever Knights. The Forever Knights, they're knights, kings, no queen, just a king and knights. And they are pretty, I'm guessing, immortal? I'm not really sure. All I know that they are. Well, I'm guessing because they're forever knights. That's why I use quotation marks. Anyways, the last one is Zombozo. Alright? And yes, his name is called that. But there is a reason. He's a clown. A very, very evil, creepy clown. I mean, he's kind of creepy in the first season, but he's kind of creepy on the first Ben 10 series, but on Ben 10 Omniverse, oh man, you don't want to know. anyways, I guess that's all for now. So stay tuned for some more Ben 10 Dictionary. Bye! Hey everyone, and today I am back, and I'm going to be talking about Ben 10 villains. Sorry about the background noises. I'm still in class. Anyways. Now before we begin, I have something to tell you. My last video was supposed to be my first two videos, but somehow I kind of got it mixed together. Like, somehow combined it. So, just so you know, it's two episodes. Anyway, hopefully this will work. The first villain is Vilgax. He is pretty much Ben's arch nemesis. I mean, he's really tough. Ben and Vilgax. Vilgax is a squid-faced alien. He is about as big as two grown men, and he is very powerful, guys. Laser eyes. Anyway, he's super strong. I think he has laser eyes and kind of has tentacles as arms, so I guess he can move his tentacles anywhere. I'm not really sure yet. But anyways, that's Vilgax. Next up is Hex. Hex is a very powerful wizard. Very, very evil. Even though he has a how should I put it? Granddaughter. Yeah, he's an uncle to a villain named Charmcaster. But she kinda hates him. Actually, she does. Anyways, next up, let me see here. Is Siphon. Siphon is kind of hard to explain. I mean, I don't know what power he's got. I didn't. Well,
just eat football.
Yeah. Oh my god, Jesse's passing on and gets ball and it's Kang Bill.
I'm getting away with the snow cone.
Hey,
Do we even have a ball, first of all?
No.
We got some chicken nuggets, guys.
Oh, cowboy!
Sorry about that, just passing by. Anyways, sorry about this noise, I'm in my locker. Anyways, that kind of hard to explain. I mean, I know what he looks like, but it's hard to tell what he looks like, if you know what I mean. And also, he is, I don't know what his powers are. All I know is that he works for Vilgax, and that his name is Siphon. Anyways, next up, and Siphon works for Vilgax, if I didn't say that already. Next up is the Forever Knights. The Forever Knights, they're knights, kings, no queen, just a king and knights. And they are pretty, I'm guessing, immortal? I'm not really sure. All I know that they are. Well, I'm guessing because they're forever knights. That's why I use quotation marks. Anyways, the last one is Zombozo. And yes, his name is called that. But there is a reason. He's a clown, a very, very evil, creepy clown. I mean, he he's creepy in the first. He's kind of creepy in the first season, but in the he's kind of creepy on the first Benton series. But on Benton Omniverse, oh man, you don't want to know. Anyways, I guess that's all for now. So stay tuned for some more Benton Dictionary. Bye! Hey guys, and today we are going to learn about Benton. Now, I know that you guys might not know him, and this is my pretty much first episode, so if there have been problems, ignore me. Sorry about the background music, just I'm in school right now. So we want to talk about his aliens. Benton is an alien transforming hero. He isn't really an alien, he just turns into him. Get it? Okay, so first let's look about an alien called Shock Squatch. Now he looks like a Yeti, only he's all yellow with a black head, so kind of like black hands all the way up to like a bit over his wrist on both of them, and also same thing with this, same thing with his feet. He has, like a bit over his ankle. Sorry, I'm in a locker. Anyways. And, of course, he has electricity. As you can tell, because his name is Shock Squad. Anyways. Okay, just a heads up. Benton isn't, like, the alien Transformers that you all know. Sorry, Optimus Prime. Anyways. Well, next up, this is a tiny one. Nanomech. He might not seem tiny, but he is. He's like the size of a fly. Barely. Anyways, he has tiny lasers. I think 4 eyes. And weird feet. He has like 3 toes. 2 of them are in the back. And the middle one is like way long and goes up front. It's really weird. Stop, I gotta get off of this. Stop. Anyways. He's like a mini bug, part human, part robot. And all in. You know what I mean. Anyways. And honestly, without the feet, he is pretty cute. I mean, I never really heard him talk on the Benton Omniverse one, but I think he does. Anyways, next up is an alien you have to plug your ears for. Actually, I'm not sure if that'll work. It is Echo. You see him twice, remember that. Anyways, he can make as many of them as he wants, and he is really, 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 really loud. Next up is a similar alien, Ditto. He's pretty cute, and he has a cute name, Ditto. Ditto, Ditto, Ditto. I just love saying that. He does all of the same things as Echo, but he can't really, you get the point. Really loud. Never mind. Next up, we'll have you
get chills down his spine, or should I say scales. It is Articuno. To me, he's honestly pretty cute. He's kind of like a blue dog with some armor on him, and he has like a row of spikes down his back. Only one row in the middle, but on his back. And yeah, he reads signs, obviously. Next up is Kinnibal. He is a creature that can turn into a ball and go really fast. Really, really fast. Next up is a slimy one. It is Goop. Oh, pretty obvious, huh? Goop is pretty slimy. And slimy, obviously. And he can never die. Sorry if you get back there. Anyways, he isn't really alive anyways. He is actually a drone. The drone makes the slime stick together in form of a man. Next up is Humongous. He is a humongous one, literally. It is Humongousaur. Humongousaur can't really do anything. But he can evolve into a... Sorry about that. What do we have?
I'm gonna
have one here.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Had to wait for the class to go by. He can evolve into a spiky one. That's pretty much it. Next up is Clockwork. Clockwork is a tin can. Literally. Really. You should see him up close. He's like a robotic tin can with a screw on him. And he can pretty much stop time, speed up time. He has time powers. Okay? Anyways, next up is Ghost Freak. He is a ghost-like alien with a cloak, one eye, sharp claws, and what is really scary, he has an upside-down head. Upside-down, I tell ya! Upside-down! Really? He does. Anyway, and he can do pretty much anything that a ghost can do. Next up is a daredevil. Literally. It is Jerry Rig. Jerry Rig is a devil that can fix and rake. He loves fixing and raking, even though he never really fixed it in until he was like 15 and a half years old. He never really thought of fixing. Next up is someone you need sunglasses for. It is Heat Blast. Heat Blast is a guy that is made out of magma and his fire and has fire powers. I'm running out of time, so if you want more, time, make sure you watch the clockwork until the next episode. Bye! Hey guys, and today we are going to learn about Ben 10. Now, I know that you guys might not know him, and this is my pretty much first episode, so if there's any problems, ignore me. Sorry about the background music, just I'm in school right now. So we want to talk about his aims. Ben 10 is an aim-transforming hero. He isn't really an aim, he just turns into him. Get it? Okay, so next. So first, let's learn about... Sorry, I have a paper here. First, let's look about... a name called Shock Squatch. Now he looks like a Yeti. Only he's all yellow with a black head. So kind of like black hands all the way up to like a bit over his wrist on both of them. And also same thing with this. His feet. Same thing with his feet. He has like a bit over his ankle. Sorry, I'm in locker. And of course he has electricity, as you can tell, because his name is Shock Squad.
Just a heads up. Ben 10 isn't like the alien Transformers that you all know. Sorry, Optimus Prime.
Next up, this is a tiny one, Nanomech. It might not seem tiny, but he is. He's like the size of a fly, barely. He has tiny lasers, I think four eyes. And weird feet. He has like three toes. Two of them are in the back. And the middle one is like way long and goes up front. It's really weird. Stop, I gotta get off of this. Stop. He's like a mini bug, part human, part robot. And all in. If you know what I mean. And honestly, without the feet, he is pretty cute. I never really heard him talk on the Amenton Omniverse one, but I think he does. Next up is an alien you have to plug your ears for. Actually, I'm not sure if that'll work. It is Echo. You see him twice, remember that. He can make as many of them as he wants, and he is really, 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 2 years later, really, really loud. Next up is a similar alien, Ditto. He's pretty cute, and he has a cute name, Ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto. I just love saying that. He does all of the same things as Echo, but he can't really, he isn't really, you get the point. Really loud. Never mind. Next up, we'll have you get chills down your spine, or should I say scales. It is Articuno. To me, he's honestly pretty cute. He's kind of like a blue dog with some armor on, and he has like a row of spikes down his back. Only one row in the middle, but on his back. And yeah, he reads eyes, obviously. Next up is Kinwolf. He is a he is a creature that can turn into a ball and go really fast. Really, really fast. Next up is a slimy one. It is Goop. Oh, pretty obvious, huh? Goop is pretty slimy. And slimy, obviously. And he can never die. Sorry if you get back there. Anyways, he isn't really alive anyways. He is actually a drone. The drone makes the slime stick together in form of a man. Next up is literally. It is Humongousaur. Humongousaur that can't really do anything, but he can evolve into a... Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Had to wait for the cast to go by. He can evolve into a spiky one. That's pretty much it. Next up is Clockwork. Clockwork is a tin can. Literally. Really. You should see him up close. He's like a robotic tin can with a screw on him. And, he can pretty much stop time, speed up time. He has time powers. Okay? Anyways, next up is Ghost Freak. He is a ghost-like alien with a cloak, one eye, sharp claws, and what is really scary, he has an upside-down head. Upside-down, I tell ya! Upside-down! Really? He does. Anyway, and it can do pretty much anything that a ghost can do. Next up is a daredevil. Literally. It is Jerry Rig. Jerry Rig is a devil that can fix and rake. He loves fixing and raking, you know. He never really fixed it until he was like 15 and a half years old. He never really thought of fixing. Next up is someone you need sunglasses for. It is Heat Blast. Heat Blast is a guy that is made out of magma and his fire and has fire powers. I'm running out of time, so if you want more time, make sure you watch the Clockwork until the next episode. Bye! Hey guys, and today we are going to learn about Ben 10. Now, I know that you guys might not know him, and this is my pretty much first episode, so if there's any problems, ignore me. Sorry about the background music, just I'm in school right now.
Anyways. So we want to talk about his aliens. Benton is an alien transforming hero. He isn't really an alien. He just turns into him. Get it? Okay, so next. So first, let's learn about. Sorry, I have a paper here. First, let's look about an alien called Shock Squatch. Now he looks like a Yeti. Only he's all yellow with a black head. So kind of like black hands all the way up to like a bit over his wrist on both of them. And also same thing with this. His feet. Same thing with his feet. He has like a bit over his ankle. Sorry, I'm on a locker. Anyways. And of course he has electricity. As you can tell, because his name is Shock Squad. Anyways. Okay, just a heads up. Benton isn't like damn alien Transformers that you all know. Sorry, Optimus Prime. Anyways. Well, next up, this is a tiny one. Nanomech. He might not seem tiny, but he is. He's like the size of a fly. Barely. Anyways, he has tiny lasers, I think four eyes, and weird feet. He has like three toes. Two of them are in the back, and the middle one is like way long and goes up front. It's really weird. Stop, I gotta get off of this. Stop. Anyways, he's like a mini bug part. Human part robot and all alien. You know what I mean. Anyways, and honestly, without the feet, he is pretty cute. I mean, he did. I never really heard him talk on the Benton Omniverse one, but I think he does. Anyways, next up is an alien you have to plug your ears for. Actually, I'm not sure if that'll work. It is Echo. You see him twice. Anyways, he can make as many of them as he wants, and he is really, 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 really 2 years later. Really, really loud. Next up is a similar alien, Ditto. He's pretty cute, and he has a cute name, Ditto. Ditto, Ditto, Ditto. I just love saying that. He does all of the same things as Echo, but he can't really. Well, he isn't really, 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 well, you get the point. Really loud. Never mind. Next up, we'll have you get chills down your spine. Or should I say scales? It is Articuno. To me, he's honestly pretty cute. He's kind of like a blue dog with some armor on him, and he has like a row of spikes down his back. Only one row in the middle, but on his back. And yeah, he reads signs, obviously. Next up is Kinnibal. I don't know what he is.
But he is a creature that can turn into a ball and go really fast. Really, really fast. Next up is a slimy one. It is Goop. Oh, pretty obvious, huh? Goop is pretty slimy. And slimy, obviously. And he can never die. Sorry if you get the back there. Anyways, he isn't really alive anyways. He is actually a drone. The drone makes the slime stick together in form of a man. Next up is Humongous. He is a humongous one, literally. It is Humongousaur. Humongousaur that can't really do anything. But he can evolve into a... Sorry about that. What do we have?
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Had to wait for the cast to go by. He can evolve into a spiky one. That's pretty much it. Next up is Clockwork. Clockwork is a tin can. Literally. Really. You should see him up close. He's like a robotic tin can with a screw on it. And, well, he can pretty much stop time, speed up time. He has time powers. Okay? Anyways, next up is Ghost Freak. He is a ghost-like alien with a cloak, one eye, sharp claws, and what is really scary, he has an upside-down head. Upside-down, I tell ya! Upside-down! Really? He does. Anyway, and it can do pretty much anything that a ghost can do. Next up is a daredevil. Literally. It is Jerry Rig. Jerry Rig is a devil that can fix and rake. He loves fixing and raking, even though he never really fixed it in until he was like 15 and a half years old. He never really thought of fixing. Next up is someone you need sunglasses for. It is Heat Blast. Heat Blast is a guy that is made out of magma and his fire and has fire powers. I'm running out of time, so if you want more time, make sure you watch the Clockwork until the next episode. Bye! That's because I don't have a microphone, so in one of the other videos, it might seem different, so that won't be my fault. It's the iPads. Anyway, let's begin. First up is, of course, Iron Man. No, kidding. It is Benjamin.
because in the types of episodes he has, like, he is definitely in the cartoons, he's like 10. In the old fashion, he's like 10 to 11. And the ultimate in Alien Force, he was 15 and a half. And in the Omniverse, it was 16. I like the 16 one the most. So if I'm not talking enough, I'm not allowed to talk. He has a watch called the Omnitrix, and that turns him into the aliens. If you know what I mean. Anyways. Next up is his cousin, Wen. They pretty much hate each other. They really do. They call each other doofus and leave all the time. Anyways. When she is, I'm not sure if I already told you this, but she's a cousin of Ben, and also she is half alien and has magic. She also turns into a hero called Lucky Girl that has lucky powers, honestly, I can't really think of much.
Okay,
today's Monday, so I got 31. What's that? What's that? I mean, one of the ones that I can think of is pretty complicated. So let's just move on. Next up is Kevin. He was known for it as a villain called Kevin 11 that can, like, mimic the aliens that Ben has. He did, like, absorb energy and stuff. He has the power of, like, absorbing, so once he absorbed the Omnitrix, it became a mixture of 10 aliens. And that's how he became Kevin 11. Because 11 people plus himself. Next up is, well, actually, no, there's more to him. He's actually in love with Gwen. Blah. Anyways, next up is Grandpa Max. He is the grandpa of Ben and Gwen. And he has his own secret society. Secret society, I tell ya. It's called the Plumbers. It's like an alien secret society. Of course it is, because I already said that. Anyways. And he can do more than you think. He is a pretty skillful grandpa. And the last one up is Brooke, as Brookie, I'm guessing. The partner of Ben. He works for the Plumbers, and he is an alien as well. When he's a kid, he has a tail, and it falls off. I realized that in one episode. Anyway, well, that's all for now. I know that it was pretty short, but that's all for now. So make sure to upgrade your device to listen for the next episode. Don't really upgrade it, that's just a joke, because upgrades are gonna be anyways. Bye. Ben 23. Now the last few episodes, two of them kind of got mixed together. they combined. And the third one kind of got doubled. So, just a heads up if you haven't seen the last one. So the first episode meant to be two. And the third and the second one meant to be the third one only twice. Yes, we know. Sorry, I think I'm a bit congested or sick. I'm not really sure yet. So if I cough or sneeze, don't worry about it. And don't like that you're here. So, Adventure Play already said this, but today we are going to be learning about Ben 23. Not Ben 10, 23. He's like Ben 10. Sorry, yes, you know. Sick. Got sniffs for anyway, hopefully it gets better soon. So, in the comments below, please wish me to get better. Anyway, here I'm learning about Ben 23. He's like Ben 10, only he's blue. And he looks pretty different, and he acts pretty different. Anyway, he has all of the alien that Ben 10 has, except different. He pretty much has different names for them. So, for example, one of them here, gonna find one for Goop Muckamuck. So that's pretty weird, right? Muckamuck, Muckamuck, Muckamuck. Super weird. Muckamuck. Anyways, for Heatblast, Charcoal Man. I mean, who names someone like that? Charcoal. What is charcoal even? Let me know right in the comments. For Humongous Whore, Dino Mighty. No, I actually kind of like that one. That was pretty cool. For Upgrade, Techno Bubble. Techno Bubble. For Block, Build a Guy. Easily Build a Guy. And I'm not kidding. Build a Guy. Build a Guy. And for Rock Squatch, Electrician Yeti. I'm not sure how he says that. Got another paper here. And so on and so on. Anyway, write in the comments and see which one you like better. Ben 10's names or Ben 23's names. Anyway, for this episode and the next episode, which is kind of going to be my last one, we are going to do one Would You Rather questions. This one is, would you rather get the same minions as Ben 10, but make up a name that is different from Ben's, or make up the aliens but have the same names as Ben? So write what you think in the comments, and I'll see you next time. Bye.